This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on a beautiful Sunday morning. Coming back with some Prince. His song, what?
Yeah. Kiss.
Kiss. It's perfect lead into what I just said to Sam during the break. On this date, back in 1995, CBS kissed Connie Chung goodbye.
Oh, you got to say that.
Yeah, man. They said her walking, and you said, she ain't been seen since.
Yeah.
Except her husband is finding people's...
Baby's daddy. Hey, he's making money. He's making money. He's making good money with that.
Gonna get into the
probably working like 2 days a month.
Who? Maury Povich?
Probably.
He's making a whole. He's working about a month for a year's worth of shows.
Well, I'm just saying, probably about 2 days a month.
Yeah, well,
but I'm not just gonna shoot them all at one time.
Are you a Connie Chung fan?
I was, but I mean, a whole lot of stuff got all in.
That wasn't a very roaring testimonial you just gave her there.
She and Rather and, you know.
You don't like them CBS folks, huh?
They got kind of, you know.
We can say that now. We ain't owned by them no more. We're Intercom.
CBS was all right, but I mean, you know, we'd rather going back to Walter Cronkite.
Who?
Walter Cronkite.
Okay. That was another impression. I got to get one out of you this hour, too. CBS. Braves winners last night. Cavs, of course, winners, too. We've got Western Conference Finals coming tonight. We're going to talk NBA action. And I want to get into this sports betting thing.
Yeah.
Because we touched on it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I want to get more opinion with you on that. But why don't we revisit our poll that we have going on. You guys want to jump on it on Twitter, at 92.9 The Game.
This is in honor of Royal Wedding Weekend.
Samuel.
Yes, we're in honor of that.
Samuel.
We said, just think of yourself. Now, what sports star would you invite for your wedding? All right. And who plans the bachelor party? You know, somebody want to get a little crazy. Somebody might want to play it safe, and also who sings at the reception?
And you had Serena singing at your reception.
And she loves to sing karaoke.
I got a dude you know down what, the street with six toes singing karaoke. Don't think he's gonna be any good at it.
Yeah, but I mean, if she wants to sing karaoke, I'm not gonna tell her she can't.
What if she's
pretty good. I've seen her. She's been on the late night shows.
But this was your wedding, okay. And you're going to have a person. You just want Serena. Just say you want Serena at your wedding. Yeah, that's different than having her come and perform.
Well, you know, other people. You know, the thing is, who would you invite to be there? Right now, consider,
okay, say Serena.
Okay, I'll invite her to be there.
You know who I'd invite? I was thinking about this when you're saying it. Who's really, really fun? And you probably covered him. Well, not covered him, but you probably know him. Ralph Garr.
That'd be cool.
Ralph Garr tells the best stories. Ralph Garr, if you don't know, played with Hank Aaron on the Braves.
Right.
I didn't watch him when he played with the Braves, but have met him since then. And Ralph Garr has got a cadence about the way he speaks that just makes you smile, one.
Yep.
And two, he's got great stories. He's the one that told me that story about Hank Aaron and the young rookie popping off in the locker room.
Yeah, a young man.
Yeah. And I guess I should tell it now, right?
Because yes, you should.
This is a story that applies to anybody who is young and thinks they know everything. Hank Aaron was one of those players who did not speak. He was E.F. Hutton. He was one of those guys that when he did speak, everybody kind of stopped. So there was a young rookie, didn't get the name from Ralph. He just said he was just wilding out in the locker room and going from locker to locker, just talking smack. And finally, Hank had enough, and Hank said, "Young man." And at that point, everybody in the locker room shut up. And Hank looked at this kid. He said, "Young man, the only thing worse than being wrong is being loud and wrong."
That's
150,
all.
I'll never forget that. Ralph Garr told that story about, you know, playing with Hank.
Yeah, that's all.
The kid shut up.
I'm sure he did. It was, he talks. You know what I mean? Because that really was Hank Aaron. That was his character.
So who would you invite to your wedding? What sports athlete would you'd have plan your bachelor party or bachelorette party? And who would you have sing at your reception? That's the question.
Or who would you put on your list that you think you'd get a great gift from?
Well, see, that's another question. Bo's got he's got to take this, and you know you can't be adding stuff anyway.
We'll have to do that one next week.
Yeah, you got to save up, man. You can't.
I got to wait for the great gift.
Well, you can do your own.
Oh, great
Samuel
gift.
On Twitter. That's a great one. Anyway, Bo, what's the update?
Hey, so here's a good one from Matthew Soto. To plan the bachelor party, 1998 John Rocker. We can do that, right? We can go back in time.
Go back to John. Yeah, he's.
I mean, 1998 John Rocker might rival 2016 Rob Gronkowski for a bachelor party player.
Yeah, but
he's party man.
Thing about Rocker was he excluded some people. It might Gronk be, seems like he invites everybody. Well, Rocker was kind of narrow. He had a narrow view of society, if you remember.
Yeah.
Well, that you can't say that off of one comment that he made about.
But if he's a public figure. Well, would be doing, well, comes well, across he, as he, all well, of
you ever been on the 7 train, though? I mean, that's a whole different discussion.
Yeah, it is.
But he wouldn't do it in New York.
But then. Playing at the reception, Bon Jovi, also by the same person.
That's not bad.
That'd recent Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee.
Yeah.
That'd be great. There you go. Hit us up at 929 The Game. To give us your suggestions of who you would like to play in your bachelor party, sports figure, and what musical icon or singer or band or group you would like to sing at your reception.
There you go. Pull a page from Spicoli. Get Van Halen.
Whoa.
Remember Spicoli?
Yeah. Is it Mr. Hand.
Mr. Tasty Waves.
All right, let's talk about Mr. Hand.
You had some more
Isn't
thoughts.
Is it our pizza?
Go ahead, man.
No.
You guys talk about me going sideways.
Go.
You know, whole Fast Times at Ridgemont High segment. Played by?
Sean Penn.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
You did not get all your thoughts out when we were talking about the sports betting decision yesterday. And so let's take a second and revisit that and how that, in your mind, not just nationally, but affects, you know, some of the teams locally here and what we might see as far as this city.
Well, we talked
different places.
Well, we talked a lot about the professional level, and I thought we didn't go in enough on the collegiate level because I think that's the area where things could get murky more so than the professional level. I mean, so much of it is out in the open, and people know. I mean, you can go and bet, you can go online and do things even now, or people want to get together and throw some cash together. I mean, those type things go on. But now we're going to do something that's going to allow it to be organized and be another financial stream. We talked about what we might see in the future. We might see a whole division from broadcast entities. You mentioned yesterday they may start doing their own program.
Yeah, I don't know if it's possible. I'm just throwing stuff out there, but it's the Wild West right now. So we don't know what it could be
another channel on your cable platform, on your sports cable platform, to be a channel where they just talk about you know, gaming and booking all day, 24 hours.
Well,
That could happen.
One of the questions is, and if we're going to stay on the college, because you just brought up something that got me back to the pros, but we can talk about networks, and we can talk about relationships with programs. So, again, I don't know if this is possible. I'm sure there's some kind of rule in place. But the rules that are in place now because of the Supreme Court decision are going to have to be looked at. And plus, there are people who will tell you that are a lot smarter than us that work in the legal field, that there's lots of gray area in some of these NCAA rules that are out there. And they get circumvented all the time. It just happens that way. So I'm wondering if, because the first thing you think about is the information that college players have that now know the money that's given to these universities, their universities, by the TV networks. And, of course, why can't we get some of that? And then we get into that whole conversation.
But this won't be dependent on who's getting TV dollars.
No, exactly. This is a whole other revenue
this
stream.
This is a whole other revenue stream for whomever. And, I mean, a lot of people may think, well, they get behind a guy to throw a national championship game. They might not even go for a national championship game. They'll be going for a mid-major game. They'll be going for a game that maybe
Why would you think that they would go for a national championship
game? Because that's being monitored. That's being watched so closely.
You don't think any other game? Every game is pretty much on TV now.
Yeah, but you can still make money on a game that people are paying less attention to. A game that, you know, that's to
you
me.
You mean trying to, specifically for just trying to fix a game, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be a big-time game to do that. Or it could be some mid-majors. It could be some lower-level Power 5 conference teams that are playing, and people say, well, these teams don't have a chance to win the conference championship or whatnot. And you get in the kids, you get somebody's attention and say, hey, it can be worth this much to you. It could be that. More the players than the coaches. Some people say the coaches. For me, the coaches are getting paid. You know, so I don't think you get to worry about them. They're going to do what they normally do. But are players looking at the situation, especially if he's, you know, in a place with his career. He's not at one of the big power schools that's got him projected to go and play professionally. He's got a chance to pick something up. You know, who's to stop him?
Okay, let me ask you this question. Your thoughts on this. We don't have a real direct answer yet.
Yeah.
Let's say that the betting is up and running, all right? And we've heard about certain states that are going to be ready to go by football season, all right? Let's say, getting back to college, a national championship game. State, this Team A plays in a state where sports gambling is legal. They make it to the national championship game. The game is played in a state that doesn't have sports gambling. Do we go back underground again and make those bets? Because you know the college, the national championship game is going to be bought up, is going to be gambled on.
Well, yeah.
So
I'm sure the one that was played here recently was gambled on.
Yeah, but this, that was before the law was changed. Okay, so now the law's changed. I'm saying as we move forward, there's not going to be any immediate, with the exception of just a few states. My thing is this. What we've heard this last few days are the leagues are trying to figure out how they're going to get paid. We figure the teams are going to get paid, all right? And I'm going back to the pro level. But I think if this is something that can work, it would work on the college level too. That the network, as you said, opens up a gambling division, okay, and pick the network. And they have a relationship with this sport and that sport and this sport. And that sport can't get a deal from the gambling houses that exist right now. Say, listen, you guys are coming out of the woodwork. You guys are gambling on our sport. Can we get 1%? And they say, no, we're not giving you nothing. So then the networks say, I tell you what, we're going to open up our own gambling division. You guys gamble through us, and we're going to give you a cut of that money. So now with NBC, CBS, Fox, whoever, they have a gambling division. We're gambling. You and I are betting on games through their site, and they're then giving the leagues 1%. That could, if this is possible, and I don't know, 404-741-0929, could that then be also done on the college level? And then you decide, okay, we're going to give the 1% to the football program because they bring in the most money. And then next, the basketball program. And then whatever sports are shown thereafter. Ladies softball, which we're watching a ton of right now,
Yeah. They
get a cut. So then during the next collective bargaining agreement between these leagues and that network, they factor that in. Now, obviously, it would be in those states that have sports betting. I'm just wondering, is this a possibility? I'm throwing my hands up, and I'm wondering, because if these gambling houses say, no, we're not giving the leagues any money, or the NCAA or college levels, could the network say, okay, you know, fine.
Yeah, find another
go
way.
Go kick, you know, go pound sand. We're going to do it ourselves, and we're going to model it after DraftKings or whoever, and we're going to have the best model in place, and we're going to tell our fans to bet through us. And you guys, good luck to you.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I mean, it's just that wide open.
I just don't know next. You know a guy who might have an opinion about that?
Who's that?
A guy who was here working when we opened the doors.
Yes.
And a friend going back many years, Jerome Jurenovich. He is up next, hopefully. Wait. Jerome, wake up! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on a beautiful, beautiful morning of May 20th, where lots of stuff has been happening. But when you hear that music, you think of one thing. What is that?
Braves baseball.
I thought you could say Jane Fonda.
Oh, no, man.
I'm thinking Jane when you hear that.
Yeah, well, Jane or President Carter. You think about the 90s, right?
In the
old ballpark.
Anyway, we mentioned earlier about a guy who we've known for a while. We talked about a couple people this morning, but this is a dude I have known for a minute. He was an OG here at 92.9 The Game.
Yes, he was.
When the doors opened up on the starting lineup, number 22 on your program, but number one in your heart, Jerome Jurenovich.
Morning, Jerome.
I need to hire you as my agent. How you guys doing? Good to talk to you.
We're doing fine, man. We got a lot of things to ask you about, so we're going to jump right into this. We'll start. You heard the music, so let's start with the Braves. And where these guys sit on May 20th, what are your thoughts with this team?
Phenomenal. Come on, who would have thought this? Nobody would have thought this. I was talking to John Scherholz the other day. He said he was actually embarrassed to admit that he thought they could possibly make a run and play very well post-All-Star game after the young guys got about 30, 40 games under their belt. but he didn't even expect this. And nobody expected this. Come on, we knew they would hit a little bit because Markakis is a solid hitter and very underrated, and Freeman is probably the most underrated superstar in all of baseball. He doesn't get enough love outside of Atlanta. But nobody thought that Albies would come up and put up all-star numbers right out of the gate like that. And Swanson and Flaherty got out of the gate with tremendous numbers in April. Everybody was hitting in April. It was unbelievable. Now, will it continue? We'll have to wait and see. But, look, even the pitching is doing well. And that was the big point. All winter long, people were coming up to me and asking me, hey, how do you think they're going to do? And I'd say, can you pitch? Because we didn't know what we were going to get out of Julio. Remember, last year, he couldn't win a game at home to save his life.
Right.
And all of a sudden, in the month of May, he has turned into the Julio everybody thought he was. And Newcomb, again last night, I mean, he got roughed up in his very first start against Washington. Since then, his ERA is 1.68 in his last seven starts. 1.68. That kid is going to be the real deal. And I won't lie, when they made that trade, I was very upset because I did not want them to get rid of Andrelton Simmons. I thought he was the modern-day Ozzie Smith, and those kind of players don't come around that often. But, boy, Newcomb. And they're proving me wrong. They're phenomenal.
Spend some time this morning on the WadeForIt.com hotline with Jerome Jurinovich. See him on Braves Live before things get started. Boy, out at SunTrust with the Braves and what they're doing. Talk a little bit about the guy who's back with the team now, Dansby Swanson. Last year seemed like he was just pressing to be like the savior of baseball in this town. And he's been able to relax this season and just play ball. And it seems to be working a whole lot better for him.
Yeah, you made a great point there, Sam. I thought it was almost unfair of the team to put this kid's face all over the billboards and the buses and everything else the way an established player like Freddie Freeman. It did put a little extra pressure on him, and he won't admit it, but you know it had to get to him. And he struggled. The numbers proved that out. And this year he came in with a different attitude, and he was well over 300 throughout April, and then, of course, he had the wrist issue. That's going to be a big concern. You know, he came back last night. He's using that axe-handled bat. We'll have to wait and see. And we saw with Freeman before. We've seen it with other players throughout the history of baseball. If there's one injury for a hitter that really can screw up your entire year, it's a wrist injury. And we'll just – you don't know. He says he's fine. He says he's ready to go. But then you have to question, then why are you using an axe-handled bat? Now, it does take a little pressure off and a little pain away, but – if there's pressure and pain, then I guess you're not exactly at 100%, are you? So, hopefully for his sake and for the Braves' sake, that will not be the problem. But that could be one of those things that just never gets right until the winter layoff. And we'll have to see if it affects him or not. But obviously his April showed that his problems last year are behind him. Now let's just hope that the wrist doesn't bother him.
Hey, Jerome, before we get into the other sport that you talk about in this town here, we were having a little back and forth earlier. And trying to figure out who the second, third best players are in this league. If you want to put Mike Trout or Harper at one and two, who would you say at this point is who follows those two guys?
Well, I think you guys are right with Mike Trout. I know his average isn't exactly where he wants it to be, but it's still hovering around 300. And at the end of the year, his numbers are going to be phenomenal. There's nobody like even close to Trout. But, yeah, I mean, is good as Harper is, he's only hitting like 225, 230 in that area. Yeah. I would say Mookie Betts, because not only does he have monster numbers this year, he's done it now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And Boston is so good. They have so many talented players on that roster that Mookie, like Freddie Freeman down here, doesn't get that solo treatment. And Boston, no matter how well they play, they're always overshadowed compared to the stars of the Yankees. So, you're going to talk about Judge. You're going to talk about Giancarlo up there. So a player like Mookie Betts kind of flies under the radar. He's leading the American League in average and home runs. It's 368. Brian Jordan loves that guy. And it wasn't for Brian talking him up about a year and a half ago. I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't have paid that much attention to him. But this year, he's probably him or Machado right now, one or the other, the MVP of that league. I know it's only the middle of May, but still, he hasn't slowed down at all. And it's not like it's a fluke because he's been doing it for, I would say Mookie Betts. I would have to go with Mookie Betts.
All right. Okay. Like I said, we just want to include you in our conversation. We don't want to exclude you, Jerome.
I would never put a pitcher in there. You didn't guys, who'd you guys pick?
Well, Bo was going back and forth. And listen, we're going to have to come back and get your thoughts, speaking of pitchers, on Ohtani and whether or not his success sustains as we approach the dog days. But we really want to get your thoughts on what's going on with the Hawks and Lloyd Pierce and what can the fan base expect as this season approaches and what they're going to do, their focus on the upcoming year.
I had a great interview with him the other day after they had the little meet and greet where you guys were all at. They brought him down to the station, and he was on our pregame show that night, which I thought was hilarious, talking about Hawks basketball and the Braves pregame. But I was very, very impressed. And then the next night I was out at the park, and we were watching the draft together. And I'll tell you what, I am thoroughly impressed with him. Sometimes you run a young guy out there, he's just eager for his chance. Or maybe a franchise is bringing a young guy with no prior head coaching experience because it's a low ball hire. He knows what he's doing, and he knows what his direction is and what his objective is and how he wants to do it. I would think that they're going to be, Hawks fans are going to be pretty impressed with this man. I'll tell you that right now. He looks like, we got to get some players for him. You know, we're building here. We're a ways away. But, you know, he spent the last 4 years with Philly. He went through all that, and he is going to rely heavily on that. He's played for some really, or coached with some really good talent in this league and head coaching in this league. So, you know, he impressed me when he told me, look, you learn as much, if not more, from the failures as you do from the successes. And when you get to be a head coach, you look back on stuff that the other coaches tried and didn't work, and that keeps you from having to go through that same experience. You know, he knows. It's a coaching and it's a teaching and a relationship point at this stage of the Hawks franchise. And, you know, they're not going to contend for the Eastern Conference next year. Everybody knows that. So it's a matter of getting the players in here that they want for their system and working with them and doing everything they can to make them successful. And I think we kind of, as a franchise, lost our way there when we brought in Dwight Howard. The big complaint was Al Horford didn't rebound. Well, you had Al Horford standing at the three-point line. Nobody's going to rebound from out there. So you move Howard in, your rebounds go up, and your wins go down. So you get rid of Howard. Now what do? You move Dwayne Dedman back out on the three-point line. Which way are we going? What are we doing? And I think he's going to settle down, and he's going to do what he needs to do.
Spending some time on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Always good to catch up with Jerome Jurinovich. Braves Live and Hawks Live. And while we got you here, the other big story of sports this week, obviously, is sports betting, gambling. I don't know what your thoughts on are on it or how we're going to see it, you know, manifest itself here in our area. But just your thoughts on getting that news this week.
You know, sports gambling is like marijuana. What are you doing? What are we waiting for? Just because you're against it, then either don't gamble or don't smoke the weed. But the government is looking at a windfall. They're sitting on two golden eggs, and they don't want to do anything about them. That's the same mentality they had back in the 20s and 30s when they had prohibition. What are you thinking? You think gambling isn't happening? You guys know. People are betting like crazy. Might as well make some money and lower our taxes. I say gamble, gamble, gamble. It's about time. I just don't get it. I feel the same way about the weed. You don't have to smoke it. I don't smoke it. But if people are going to buy it, we might as well make some money off it, improve the schools. I remember you guys have been around forever like me. I moved here. We didn't have the Georgia lottery, and the government was, oh, we can't have the lottery. We can't have the lottery. Look at what it's done for the University of Georgia alone and the entire school system here in the state.
Absolutely.
You don't have to buy the lottery ticket. You don't have to gamble on the game. You got to bring it in. Now, are the leagues, every league, including the NCAA, are they going to have to really step up on their security? Yes, they will. But you know what? They're all billion-dollar industries. They can afford it. I'm not going to cry, shed any tears for them.
I love this dude.
How about that?
I've been loving him for a long time. Love me some Jerome Jurinovich.
Yeah, man.
And couldn't agree more with him. As far as I'm concerned, sir, you can take an extra 20 out of petty cash for yourself. Let me buy you lunch today.
When it's all said and done, I'm just going to sit back there, roll a big fat one, and watch the Super Bowl.
Yes, man. And don't forget to invite me over. You know what I mean? I'll stop by and get some wings and bring them with me. Hey, listen, man, keeping it basketball for a minute, you're surprised about Coach Bud ending up in Milwaukee? And what does that do as far as that organization moving forward with him there as a coach?
I'm not surprised. I really thought he was going to end up in Toronto. I thought that was a perfect fit for him because of the personnel that they have up there. Look, I have no ill feelings towards him. I like that guy. I think he's a fantastic coach. It ended down here the way it ended. What can you do? you take a team to 60 wins in an Eastern Conference final. You're the coach of the year, and then the front office just pulls the rug out from under you and says, we're going to do a total rebuild. I don't think there are three or four coaches in the NBA that could have got 24 wins out of that Hawks team last year. He's one of the very few. Now, should he have lost a little bit more so we got a higher pick? Yeah, but hey, we still got third. Look, I like the guy, and I think he's a very good coach. I think he's going to improve that franchise up there, and he has up there what he did not have down here, that one singular superstar. And all those years at Popovich's side, when you had Tim Duncan, you know, Bud's going to make that team much better. And it'll be very interesting to see if they can truly contend with an aging Cavs team that has two young guys, too many old guys, and a Boston team that looks like they're going to be a powerhouse for the next 6 to 8 years. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what he can do up there with Milwaukee. But it's going to be fun to see him turn that Greek freak loose and make him even better player and put some people around him that can make Milwaukee a better team. I wish him nothing but success. We're not in the same league as that. We're not ready to compete yet. So, you know, in 4 or 5 years, maybe 3 years, I'll be sitting there going, damn, hate losing the Butt. But right now, I wish him success.
There you go.
Yeah, fantastic stuff,
And well, I know I'm watching a Super Bowl at this year, Bud.
Yeah, I know.
You can come with me too if you want.
We're going to Jerome's place.
We're going over to Clarkson's place.
Jerome, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
Of course, we'll be watching on Braves Live. Jerome Jurendovich spending some time with us on this Sunday morning, on this game day Sunday morning.
God, I've been waiting for that. Thank you.
Yes, coming up next.
Come on, hang on.
Coming up next.
You're in England. You're at the wedding. Take us out.
Coming up next. No, never. Wrong. Coming up next. What we're grateful for on this day after the royal wedding, as they do their royal duties, whatever they are, on a game day Sunday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, twice, as a matter of fact, Sammy Hagar, Canton 55, did that for a reason. Again, on this day, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9.com. I played this because in 1899, on this date, the first speeding infraction was given out. The first speeding infraction. It was in New York.
Of course it was in New York. By a cabbie. Of course.
Ask me how fast this person was going.
How fast?
12 miles an hour.
Wow. Well, that sounds about right, though.
12 miles an hour.
That was speeding?
Yeah. Then it was electric car, as a matter of fact, too. So, 1899. Again, all kinds of insignificant stuff, but worthy of talking about on this day.
Today
was also the date of the start of the second Olympiad. Not the first one. The first one, obviously, we know is in Greece, which, by the way, we shouldn't have got 96. I've told that story.
Yeah.
There's no way in the world Atlanta should have got the 100th Olympiad when it's between us and Greece.
Well, I'm glad we got it.
I'm glad we got it, too, but there's no way. And I'm telling you, I truly believe.
There is a way now.
Well, the airport,
the
connections we had politically, Andy Young and Maynard and Billy Payne and all them dudes.
Yeah.
But you put everything being equal, and then, of course, the home of the Olympics.
But everything's not equal, though.
I know that. They didn't have a cheetah.
They didn't
have a gold club.
Well, not just that. They're smaller. They're a smaller city.
I understand that, but they had the first one, and they've had one since. Because I went there.
But
you went to the one in 04. You didn't go to the one. I'm just saying they should have got it.
I went there, and I saw the unfinished buildings that weren't done before they got there. The city's not big enough.
Well, they got it, but I'm saying.
I mean, they got it because of
technically,
that.
Technically, I'm telling you. Antonio Samaranch was taken over there during the day, and he got himself a table dance.
Next thing you know, we
got the Olympics. I truly believe that. But the second one lasted 5 months.
Huh?
It lasted 5 months.
What did they do for 5 months?
The second Olympiad. I don't know what they did. Probably went to the cheetah. I'm just saying. On this date.
5 months?
5 months. The second
That's a
Olympiad,
lot of running.
Yeah. Second modern Olympiad opens in Paris. Lasted 5 months in 1900. Yeah. So anyway, again, I've got more of these things.
I mean, three weeks is pushing it now. With the way it's set up now, is the whole thing is like about a 3 week period. But 5 months, that's unbelievable. I'd like to know what the heck they were doing for five months.
Like you mentioned earlier, we were grateful to have them in '96. Let's tell everybody else what we're grateful for.
The guys are pretty grateful. Yeah, grateful to be employed.
You guys are like my peeps. You're my dogs.
Now, let's find out what other things they're grateful for on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, man, 5 months.
Go
look that up. That's your homework
for this
week.
I'll do that. That's my homework.
Come back next week and let us know what they did for 5 months.
5 months worth of Olympics, man.
I am grateful for a man named Mike Myers. Yes. He is the neighbor of my father down there in Florida, and he looks out for the needs of Pops.
Okay.
When he has issues. And yes, the dude's name is Mike Myers.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out.
Him and his wife. Yeah, him and his wife. But he couldn't be nicer. They look out for this this World War II vet. And he had some issues with all this rain. And discovered. And he's had really no issues with his home. But like anybody who's had a home with no issues, eventually you're going to have them.
Yeah.
Things are going to start to happen. And he's starting to have some wear in his roof. And to the point where he had a little bit of a leak. And he told me, too, he goes, I just thought it was cheap paint because I was looking at the paint. It was chipping out of the side.
No.
Then he went out because every Florida home has, like, one of those indoor pools or whatever.
Yeah.
Covered with the screens and everything. A part of the ceiling that was out there fell out.
Whoa.
And the guy, Mike Myers, across the street came and helped him and is helping him. And they are contacting a roofer and things like that. So I'm more than grateful for a man named Mike Myers down in Florida.
Fantastic, fantastic. I'll hold up something that we got a couple of here in our area that I'm thankful for. A very simple thing. Highlighters? Yes.
Okay, why?
Just for whatever I'm doing and work that I get to do sometimes, especially if I'm preparing for a broadcast, preparing for a game, you use these because you just make different colors. You hope you get them in the colors of the teams that you're doing. You know, so if you can find one that's team colors, that helps you to separate things. And when you're describing the action, it jumps out, stands out to you. So it's something that I use whenever I get a chance to work a broadcast of a game.
All right, Bo.
I'm pretty sure you've done highlighters already.
Yeah.
Can we check the records?
No,
I have them here too, man. I'm going to check and see.
Not that.
So did y'all know that you can recharge your air conditioner out of a can?
What?
In your car?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did.
You
I've
did?
Done it.
Sam, you did not?
No.
See, I thought we were still in the day of needing to have a license to go buy Freon and actually pay in a place to recharge your air conditioner. Oh, no, no, no. So, I was with Dutch yesterday, you know, our marketing director here at the station. And I was telling him how my air conditioner didn't work. And he was like, dude, I ran across this thing at Advanced Auto Parts the other day, and it's a can that you recharge your air conditioning for. He didn't have the opportunity to use it in his own car, so he gave it to me. And lo and behold, there's a little hole sticking right up there. It's a big blue little hole. You just take a valve off, and you plug this can on it, and just squirt this stuff right into your air conditioning system. My car is a 2005, by the way.
Yeah.
He kind of made me feel dumb. Like, he's like, dude, we're not in that age anymore. This is the modern day of modern technology, and and I'll be damned if I didn't go turn on my AC immediately 30 seconds after we did this and cold air blowing. So I've been without an AC this entire season. And going into the summer was going to be rough, and I was finding it challenging to find somebody to actually even look at it. People don't want to service air conditioners, I guess. Maybe they don't know about this AC in a can. That's what I'm grateful for.
Now, who makes that?
I forget, but you can probably find it at any auto parts store, I would imagine. It's a big can. Looks like Fix-A-Flat.
Okay.
It has a longer hose on the end of it.
Yeah.
It's got a gauge that you measure your Freon level, and you just squirt it right on in there, man.
I had heard of it, but do you think it works on newer cars? That's not my question. Is it work on all cars or just?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's universal. You can go on. They have YouTube videos. You can go on and find where the valve is on your car. But all the valves seem to be universal. I have a 2005 Acura. He has a Jeep. He pulled this thing out of his garage, and it fit on my car.
Wow.
And, yeah. Amazing. Technology. No idea how long this stuff's been around.
Those YouTube videos are pretty, you know.
Yeah.
You know how something goes, how to fix something or whatnot. Those are kind of
You've been
fun.
Perplexed twice this segment.
Why is that?
You didn't know about the 5 months of Olympics?
No.
You didn't know about air conditioning in a can?
No.
Where you been?
Same place you've been, man.
You've
been
smoking with Jerome.
Not supposed to do that yet. It's supposed to be for the Super Bowl. Oh, man.
Anyway, we're getting into the 9 o'clock hour. We've not heard, so I'm not sure. I'm not 100%, but normally in the 9 o'clock hour, right about 9:20, we talk esports with Brian Smalley.
Well, we got some stories surrounding esports this week, though.
But Brian has been quite busy
doing
some other stuff, and I've not got confirmation he's going to be with us.
We got some stuff, though.
So you're going to fill in his shoes if he's not available?
Well, I'm going to fill in his shoes, but we got some stuff to talk about with esports coming out this week. That's pretty interesting.
Get back to some NBA talk, too. And Braves had a big win last night. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.